That light over there. What's going on, everybody? That food over here and stuff. So I was crunching on the shit, pick that bullshit up. What's going on, everybody? Welcome to the show. I'm your boy, Dean, class and session. Oh, man, everything's all over the place. Excuse me, I apologize. We're just hurrying up doing some stuff. I want to welcome you all to the show. How y'all doing? First off, I want to say to all the guys out there, the 179, give a shout-out to you guys out there. Shout-out to you guys. Appreciate you guys for breaking that record. Also, I want to give a shout-out to the – oh, wait, let me see. The mic is off. Hold on 1 second. Hold on. I got to switch it. Wait a second, guys. I know I sound muffled. Hold on, guys. I know why I sound muffled, because of that thing over there. Hold on, let me run a commercial. Let me switch this out. I got you guys. Give me 1 second. 1 second. Thank you. Guys, hold on 1 second. I have to get the audio right. Shut down. Good. Hold on 1 second, gentlemen. Hold on 1 second. 1 second, gentlemen. Let me jump out and jump back in. 1 second. Check, check. Hold on 1 second.
Oh, fuck. New York, I wanted to be like high fashion. I'll get laughed at. I wouldn't even put myself in that
situation. Check, check. Come on, bitch. All right, so we're good. All right, we can just start the show. Yeah, I got a question, just asking everything, okay? What are you saying right here? I didn't mean to disrupt the class. I mean, well, all right, well, you're here to learn, let's learn. If you disrupt the class, you'll get booted out. So, you know, that's how it is, man. That's how it is. So we're going to chop it up, and I've got the lines open. But what I want to show you guys is the surprise that I have for you guys. I don't want to hear my own voice. I hate that shit. I want to show you the surprise that I got. So I want to show y'all real quick. So pretty soon, and this is probably why I'm having the audio difficulty, because this thing is sinking into my computer and messing everything up. But I want to show you guys pretty soon, okay, guys, for all my guys out there. As I told you before, we're going to do something a little bit different. As far as something new for you guys out there, and I want to show you while I'm talking to you about it. So, guys, what we're going to have that's new right here, I'm showing you, is I'm going to connect live with you guys through my Oculus, and I'm going to game while we game. So, basically, while I'm fucking in a virtual world gaming and all that other stuff, I'm going to have my microphone in there so we can talk and spit game to each other while I am on a virtual world of my Oculus, shooting, fighting, boxing, all those things. I'm going to do all those things, and we're going to do this live. But I want to show you guys that this is what it's going to look like, and we're going to be going live with this once I get everything together. So I just want to let you guys know that at the end of the day, we're going to knock that out, and that's going to be coming soon, okay? So I just want to let you guys know that we're going to get back into game while we game, while I exercise. I need to fucking exercise, so if I'm going to exercise, I might as well teach y'all game while I exercise. So I just wanted to let y'all guys see that and everything. So let's. I just want to make sure y'all know that we're going to have something like that coming up. Wait, let me see if I turn it this way. That's better. Turn this motherfucker this way. There we go. All right, that's better. that covers everything. So, yeah, so it's going to be innovative. So I appreciate that. So, yeah, we're going to game while we game. So every time I'm gaming and working out, we'll have a Twitch chat room in there. So, and I have the microphone, and I'll be able to talk to you while I'm shooting, killing, boxing, riding my bike, or whatever I'm doing in the virtual world. I'll be doing that. I'll be getting my exercise in, but I'll also be teaching you game while I'm doing that. So while I'm boxing or whatever I'm doing, we'll have the chat going. You can ask questions. You won't be able to take phone calls. But while I'm killing and all that other stuff and shooting, you'll be able to ask questions about the game. And it's called really, it's like gaming while learning the game. So that's what we're going to do. So just make sure y'all look for that. That's going to come real soon. I've got all it together. And that's, I think that's why I'm having my audio difficulties, because the Oculus is what it's doing. It's grabbing the Bluetooth from the Rodecaster, which is flipping the Rodecaster. So I've just got to get all that stuff. Yeah. So, yeah. So I just want to let you guys know, but we're going to get into the show and all that other stuff. But I appreciate you guys being here. I apologize for the audio problems that we're having. And, hopefully I can solve all of this tomorrow. I have a brand new computer. I probably have to do a switch everything over later on tonight. So when I'm on with the other guys tomorrow, I won't have the audio problems that I'm having right now. So we'll take care of that and everything, guys. I just want to let you guys know. So just bear with me. But we're live and we're going to chop it up. So let me get everything into the show, what we're talking about. So for a lot of guys, y'all been questioning a lot of stuff when it comes to the game. And again, I say, first again, like I always say, I want to say shout out to all the guys out there that's listening to the show. I appreciate you all. Guys, as I always say to you guys, while I'm working this from my telephone, make sure you guys go ahead and take your notes. If you have a question, go ahead and ask the question. We will answer all your questions. We're here to chop it up, and we're here to break the game down to you so you get more clarity and more understanding of the game where you won't have any problems questioning. Because a lot of guys are having problems, you know, and this is what we want to talk about, okay? See, the one thing that I want you to do is I want you to understand that learning game, and let me get back to the comments as well, and we're going to chop it up. Guys, I got a question. Just put a like that. That was funny, man. Thank you, C-Dog. Yeah, I'm going to. No, I believe that game is everywhere, and, you know, I'm old, so I got to work out. I'm an old man. I'm only 50 years old, so I've got to work out, and if I'm going to work out, I mean, I want to show you guys what's really important to me is that it's something that 1950 and I were talking about. I want you guys to realize I'm just a regular guy, man. I'm not special. I'm a big-ass nerd. I'm a geek. I'm not really special, and I play games, but I do have to exercise. I do have to exercise. My bones are whittling and all that shit. But I figured out a way now to exercise, ride my bike, shoot zombies, box, have boxing matches, and all that other stuff where we can have fun. You know, we do these shows. It's pretty serious. When I'm working out, we can lay back because I'm going to be shooting and talking shit while I'm shooting zombies, while I'm working out, while I'm boxing and sparring. But we're going to do it together. But I want to show you just a lighter side of the game. Well, while I'm working out, I can still focus on giving you game because your mind has always got to constantly work and stuff like that. So that's what I want to do, man. So here's a question. All right. Well, good question, Ethan. Ethan asks, what experiences shape my game? I think for me, the greatest experience was looking at my mentor with women. And looking wherever he went, it was like a soap opera. Every time he's at the basketball court, women would cry, bring him food, something to drink, want to talk to him. The guy thought he was cool. So he was really like doing it. Now, for me, I wasn't doing much. I mean, I was kissing girls, talking to girls, and all that other stuff. But for me, I wanted to learn. At 9 years old, I was like, I wanted to be that guy. But I didn't know what that guy was. See, my mistake was I wanted to emulate, not necessarily emulate him, but I wanted to have the same successes. But as I got into the game, I realized that I didn't need to emulate him. He taught me how to find myself. Because it was the one thing that I didn't even actually realize or think that I had to find. And some of us now, we are so busy trying to find a change as far as game, you know, trying to get over fears and anxieties and all this other stuff. But yet the one thing we never learn is finding ourselves. So my experience was really finding myself. And once I found myself and just stayed focused to what it was I had to do, I learned so much. It just goes on and on and on. It's a beautiful thing. That's the best way to say it. It is a beautiful thing that you just grow to a point that there's nothing that can stop you or there's nothing that can slow you down. And it's just beauty. Let me make sure I would plug in, right? Because I got to, as we're going live, I got to make sure I've got the cord. Shit, the cord's not going long. Let me see here. I got to make sure the cord, make sure we charge it up and shit. I'm using my phone right here, guys. I got to make sure the phone charged up so when I chop it up with y'all guys, answer y'all questions, everything, that we don't lose charge. So hold on a second. Let me charge this motherfucker up. There we go. All right, now we're good. We're charged up. All right, we're good. So we're not gonna lose any thing. But anyway, if y'all got questions, go ahead and ask. Phone line's going to be kind of weird, but we will definitely answer questions. But here's another question. I hope I was able to answer your question, E-Dog. But if you have another one, please let me know. The next question is how to be the bad boy that women want? I met a girl at a club last night. She seemed interested, but when I DM'd her this morning, she didn't respond. This pattern comes across. Okay, well, this is the problem. Okay. And you might be new to what we teach. And what's important to understand here is that when you say how to be the bad boy is where you fail. This is your fail. Because what you're doing is you're placing a judgment on yourself. See, you're saying that I'm not good enough, so I have to be a bad boy. But the question is, what is a bad boy to you? Because, see, a lot of us what happens to a lot of us, we judge so many things, we don't realize it. And as I said before, we judge ourselves first by looking at ourselves and feeling that we're not good enough, like you're doing. You want to be a bad boy. The second judgment is judging women. You look at a woman and say, wow, she's so beautiful. She looks like the kind of woman that will date, fill in the blank. The third judgment is when you say that, wow, this is what I got to be, which is kind of like you're doing this judgment right here. You're saying you got to be a bad boy in order to get the women, which is another judgment. It's two judgments on you. The next judgment is judging a man, looking at another man and saying, man, he's a better man than me. That guy gets women. I can't get women. The fifth judgment is when you take another man's situation and make it your own, like those red pill and they always look at another man and try to get you to see that. So that's five. Now, the sixth judgment that will be in the book, all these are going to be in the book, the sixth judgment is judging the area. You're looking at the area as, okay, I'm at a store. How do I get her if I'm at a store? How do I get her if I'm at a bar? You're looking at your area. So what happens for a lot of guys is that you have a lot of judgments right here. So what I'm saying is, see, here's the problem. You met a girl at the club last night. She seemed interested. No, okay. When I meet a woman, whether it's at the club or wherever I'm at, I don't give a fuck what she is. I don't look at her and say to myself, she's interested in me. I don't look at that at all. Because the interest is going to come when she contacts me. But other than that, you see, what's happening is you're putting a lot of pressure on yourself because the desperation that you have to have a woman in your life is becoming frustrating because you're not getting them, okay? And here's the problem, okay, and this is the biggest problem why you fucked up, because you begged for her number. That's what I see. You're new to this thing. We don't beg for women's numbers, okay? We don't beg. And the problem is when you ask a woman for her number, you're begging and pandering and showing her that you're just an opportunity versus an option. So you DM'd her, but here's the question. Jonathan, here's the question. I want you to answer this because I'm going to move on to the next question, but I want you to answer this. I want to know what it is you messaged her. What did you message her? Let me know. Just put it in the thing. There's no judgments here. Let me know what you messaged her because if you want me to fix this, you got to let me know what you messaged her. Let me know, and we'll go from there. But I'm waiting for you to let me know what you messaged her. What was your message, okay? Once you tell me your message, we'll continue. But I need to know the message. If you want the help, you got to answer the question, okay? Why do girls pretend to not know your intentions? Why do girls pretend not to know your intentions? It's not a fact of pretending. It's really a safety mechanism. A lot of women do not want most of you guys because y'all are creepy and desperate and weird. And because the situations, I'll give you an example. Let me see if I can pull it up. All right. Let me read this off to you. I hope you will understand what I'm saying when I read this to you. All right, let me read these to you, okay? Let's go one by one. All right, so this woman named Lisa, okay, there was a guy that was obsessed with her, okay? All right, so what he did was he attacked her. He fatally shot her for rejecting him. There was another woman, 49-year-old woman, was approached on the street by an unknown man who asked her for a date. When she said no, the man then punched her twice in the face, causing her to lose consciousness. Another woman, when this woman, who was 8 weeks pregnant, a stranger named Darryl, whatever his name was, held the door open for her. When she didn't thank him, his response was he threw hot coffee in her face. This woman, 22 years old, she was walking home from her boyfriend's house Saturday night when an unknown man pulled up next to her in the car. He began catcalling her, and she didn't respond. So the stranger stopped his car, got out, punched her in the face, knocking her to the ground and breaking her jaw. This woman right here, now this is from all this red pill shit, all this anger and rage that y'all, I'm just showing y'all why women are like this. This woman right here, she turned down, she was a security guard at the mall. She turned down a guy at the security guard at the mall. After he left his car, he came back on her 21st birthday, shot her 3 times in the back while she was at work. This woman right here, 23-year-old, she was walking to her car with her sister. A strange man began harassing her. Her and her sister rejected the man. The man became violent, okay, broke her nose. This woman right here ignored the advances of a guy, stranger, who approached her at a bar. When she stepped outside to go home, he followed her and he shot her in the chest. This woman right here, she was in a relationship, but she rejected the guy. He was following her. She filed a harassment thing. And he purchased a gun and shot her. This woman, again, was at a bar, met a person, began following and giving her goofy, thirsty sexual advances. She said no. The man received a punch her in the face repeatedly. I can go on and on and on, gentlemen. But what I'm trying to answer your questions is that women are on edge, okay? Because a lot of guys today, because of the red pills and the rages that's going on, women are not safe. Women are not safe. So it's safer for a woman to pretend like she doesn't know what's going on so she can have enough distance from you so she doesn't get harmed. See, the problem with a lot of young men today, because of how desperate they are, how angry they are, and how thirsty they are, a lot of these young men can't take no. So a woman has to have a mechanism in there, because as I said before, she doesn't trust you guys real well. And then I guess for me as well, there's just no trust. And because of that, it's not the fact that they don't pretend they know your intentions. They already know your intentions. See, the problem is they know your intentions until you throw them off of their Tampax. They know your intentions as soon as you open the door. They know you want to sleep with them. As soon as you say hi, as soon as you try to help them, they know you want to fuck. But they don't want to fuck you, and they're not interested in sleeping with you because they want to get to know you better. They don't trust you, and also the judgments. So if we look at those things right there, those are the reasons why, okay? You just got to understand that. But the problem is that a lot of you guys show your hand. Okay, I'm going to skip these other two questions. I mean, I got other two questions. Let me hold on, Buckeye and everything. Hey, Jason, thank you for answering the question, and I'll get to it in other you guys' other questions in one second. Okay, let me explain, JM, I'm calling you JM. Let me explain why there's no interest in her wanting to talk to you. What you guys have to understand is that you're not the only person trying to get at her. So what she's trying to do is she's trying to herd the cattle, okay? She's trying to separate first the weird, creepy guys to the left. And then what she's trying to separate are the guys that could be nice, that could be friends, the friend zone guys. Then she's got to separate the suckers that she can use for dinners and drinks and drive and all the other stuff. And then there's a combination of all those guys. See, when you say what you're doing to a woman, that shows her you don't have experience with women. See, a man doesn't just put WYD because you really don't give a fuck what she's doing. You're just trying to start a conversation. But this goes back, J-Dog, to the fact that you don't have the experience. You don't have a mouthpiece. You're begging for a woman's number. You approach her versus put your bid in. And on the back end, what that does and what that tells her is that if I were to be on the phone with him, what am I getting out of this except a bunch of boring questions, beating around the bush, walking on eggshells? If I date him, what am I going to get? Boring conversation, him looking away, him talking about a bunch of boring stuff. If I were to give him the pussy, what would happen? This guy would not know how to touch me, talk to me, or turn me on. This is the kind of guy that would be a three-second guy. I can tell he's desperate, he's needy, and he has a lack of inexperience because he doesn't even know me. And what judgment are you placing on her that you want to get her over to the house really fast? So what I'm saying to you, J-Dog, you have a lot of problems here. So when you put in that WYD, she has met guys like you before, and she just doesn't want to deal with that. That's why you need to become a student of the game, or you'll continue to do the same thing, because a real man doesn't say no shit like that, brother. Not at all. Fuck no. We don't even talk that way. We don't talk that way at all. Let's get to the next questions. Women always say, I'm hurt by a lot of men. How I not let her be negative about dating and say men are not bad. Wait, no. See, again, this is a judgment. You're placing a judgment. I don't care what she says because everything I'm doing is for my four. I was talking to a guy last night about this, and I'm about to do a show on the other one, but I was talking to a guy, one of my clients, and he had this beautiful woman with a beautiful body. My God, sexy woman. But he messed everything up because the thing is about what I tell you about your bid, why I tell you to do it, is because that's not the game. But I'm positioning you to begin the game the right way where you can go and use your bid on the back end to be a reinforcement of what you are as a man. That's why I always tell you bid, clear, concise, how you do it. I'm not going to go over the bid. I'm just saying, I told him to do the bid. He didn't do the bid. What he did was he was satisfied with the information we was giving him, so he played it cool. He was beating around the bush. Every time he asked her to come by or something like that, because she asked him to like poetry, if he was being real smooth with her, he said, well, the next time you come into town, we'll go to the poetry club. Like, what the fuck? Why would you say that shit? Because he's walking on eggshells. So the problem is when he got coaching from me and he learned that got the texting product from me, I started talking like a man and started pushing, getting together because I'm not wasting my time. But here lies the problem. The problem is when you're soft and walking on eggshells, and then all of a sudden you're acting like a man, you then confuse the woman because she's asking herself, which one are you? Are you the guy that's been beaten around the bush, or are you this man that's really being dominant and assertive? So it really messed things up because once he started setting up things, he got to the point of doing the shower thing with her, but she was supposed to reply back. But the reason why she didn't reply back is because she lost interest. So he could have used the beginning. Remember, I always tell you my biggest problem. This is why I tell you I want to get to know you in a more intimate way with the bid. My biggest problem is I meet women all the time. And my biggest issue is I meet beautiful women that don't have any substance. But I'm trying to find out, the bid. But he could have used that to reinforce it and knocked her back on track by challenging her, by telling her she's just like every average woman out there. There's a lot of women don't want to hear that kind of stuff. So, but your problem is that you're too busy listening to what the woman is saying versus what you need to do. I don't give a fuck if she tells me she climbed a beanstalk. She found a fucking chick, a goose that laid golden eggs. She fucking climbed the beanstalk. And her and her fucking Uncle Geppetto chopped down the beanstalk in the giant family of the I don't give a fuck what she says. The problem with you guys is that you're not standing on your square and you're allowing the woman to dominate the conversations by telling you what you should be thinking, doing, and saying. So here's the thing. I don't care if she's hurt by other men. That's none of my business. What my business is pushing my four and making sure my four gets taken care of. That's important to me. Oh, hold on, man. Shit. My first call. I don't even know how this shit's going to work. Let me try to see if this shit's going to work. 714, can you hear me?
Yeah, bro, I can hear you.
All right, what's your question?
Yeah, I can hear you.
What's up?
Okay, it's Spicoli out in Palm Springs area. First of all, I want to disagree slightly because I think that the way you're speaking, you're generalizing. And I think it's a minority of men you're speaking
what
with.
What am I generalizing?
And hold on. I'm not that way. So, wait, listen. So, number one, I don't really give a fuck what these women believe because I don't.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Because I'm not that way. And I don't think they give a fuck about us.
Wait, stop that. What the fuck am I generalizing? What the fuck are you talking about?
Not generalizing.
You just said I
but
was
when you were saying,
stop, wait. Let's stop over again. Let's start over again. Because everything you'll say, you got to stand on that shit. So what do you disagree with?
Okay. Here's the thing. You weren't generalizing, but when you were talking about men, when you were going through your little thing right before I called up saying that guys, if they don't get fucked, they, get violent or whatever, da-da-da.
I didn't say all guys fucking get violent. I didn't say that.
Well, whatever you were talking about, I think
I'm
it only applies
these fucking
to...
fucking women are... Wait, listen to me. I'm saying these fucking all women right. are edge because you fucking leak, sorry-ass losers and creepy motherfuckers are creeping the fuck out. So tell me I'm wrong on that.
Wait. I agree, but I only
what
think it applies
about?
To... Here's... Let me... Wait, please. I agree with that, but I only think it applies to 20% less men. Not the other 80%. That's where I disagree.
Why do you say that?
Why do I say that? Well, I have confirmation bias, probably, because I don't do it. Most of the people...
I don't give a fuck if you don't do it. So what? You don't do it. What does that mean?
Well, wait. then if all these guys were doing that, I don't know, it's starting to sound, well, I'll just throw it out at you.
Okay, hold on. Let me show you, wait, before you say anything, let me mute you real quick, and I'm going to say what I say, and I'll let you back in, all right? I'll let you back in, because I need you to listen to this shit, okay? If you fall under what the fuck I'm saying, she's creeped out about you. If you have no values, no beliefs, no principles, no character, no motherfucking ambition, no personality, no laws, no rules, no codes. You're scared of women. You got fear. You got anxiety. You make excuses. You beat around the bush. You're not fucking assertive. You're not fucking assertive. You don't have vision. You don't have direction. You can't see clear messages. You walk on eggshells. You try to be a friend. Beat around the bush. No laws. No rules. No calls. No vision statements, no message statements, no fucking legacy statements. And you don't know how to, you ask for numbers. You don't know how to talk to women. You don't have, you're not sexual, you're not sensual, you're not romantic, you're not freaky, dirty, nasty, or naughty. This applies to you. So are you telling me that 80% of these motherfuckers out here have everything I just said? So let me open you up. You tell me 80% of motherfuckers got 80 of that. So 80%?
Agree with you, but I'm asking you now, what percent of men fall into that category and what percent don't? I'm asking
98% of you motherfuckers fall into that shit. You, hey, listen,
wait. Okay. 98%. You actually think 98%.
You either a man or you're not. Period. You either are or you're not. And if you're sometimes, you're not at all. So what do you think the percentage is? And why do you think all these guys are running to a cross street with all that theory bullshit? And they want to learn lies and tricks and gimmicks. Please explain this.
Well, it's like the Catholic Church treats all sin equally.
Listen to me.
Wait. That laundry list that you gave.
Bro, don't call me that shit again. So explain yourself,
right,
man. I got to give you a show.
All right. Here's how I'm going to explain to it. The laundry list that you gave, which is a long one, 98% of men fall into that group maybe, but they don't do all of those things. They may only do one or two of those things.
But men do all those things, brother. Men do all those things. That's why they're men, and that's why women want them. If you're doing a few of those things, you might get a sniff, but as soon as you open your mouth, she ain't fucking with you. Does that make any sense?
It does, but you really believe it's as high as 98%?
Okay, listen to me. Do you actually think that there are men in this world, like in abundance? No, they're not. That's why the advertisers, beer companies, clothing companies, shoe companies, diamond rings, flowers, restaurants, bars are thriving because the suckers are doing sucking shit. Men ain't doing it.
Okay, what about 50 years ago? What would the percentage have been 50 years ago?
What the fuck you mean 50 years ago?
We didn't have as many fucking we didn't have as many single mommy raised soy boys. We didn't have all these soy boys.
I don't give a fuck what mommy raised. I'm talking about what the fuck you are because you choose to be. So what does that got to do with mommy? What does it got to do with it?
What does it have to do with mommy? Oh, come on. You know that these single mommy raised boys are half queers, most of them, even though they're straight.
Hey, I come from a single mother. So am I a bitch? Am I queer?
I didn't say everybody.
No. You can't use that shit. You said something.
You had a mentor, bro, my man. You had a mentor. You had men around you.
So? They got everybody listening to the show got an opportunity to be around a man. They got a chance. And they choose you or not you. None of my fucking business. But you know what? The women will marry these losers. They will live with these losers. They will have kids with these losers. But they will be fucking guys like me on the back end. Bet that.
And yet the joke is, they're complaining about all these feminized men and losers, but they're the ones raising these simps and losers, right? Isn't that ironic?
Sir, there's got to come a time in your life that you must cut the umbilical cord and stop blaming mommy for all the shit that's going wrong in your life. You have the choice to find a man. You have that choice. If you don't take it, so fucking what? Who gives a fuck?
You're right. I mean, shit. I'm 64. My umbilical cord was cut right when I was born.
Why did you tell me? I got another call, man. All right, well, thank you, 714. All right, we'll throw you back in. Call back in. Let me get back to the show, man. I'm not here to hear you, how old you are. You keep telling me how old you are. We don't give a fuck how old you are, man. We don't give a fuck about you. You can be 90. You can be fucking 20, man. Stop telling us how old you are. Is that the same motherfucker that goes around and says, well, I got a nice body. I got a good job. I got nice clothes. Motherfuckers don't give a fuck about that shit. Come on, man. Stop that shit. Go ahead and call in 203 if you like to. Get back to these things, man. Sorry, guys. I hate that shit, man. Let me keep going with this. All right, let's keep going. Why is it important to study and know your women, like paying attention and watching her? Study women. Why are you studying women? T22, this is why you lose. Why the fuck are you studying women? You might as well be studying every piece of grass in your yard. You might as well study the trees, study the clouds. Hey, tomorrow morning, study the deer that run across your fucking street because it's a waste of time. Why are you studying women? Okay, got an answer. I've said it a million times. Oh, I think I'm getting a little bit of lag. I apologize. Damn, we get a little lag. Hold on. I said it a million times. The game is not about winning. So if the game is not about winning, oh man, hold on. I'm getting lag. Playoffs are number If the game is not about women, then what the fuck are you studying women for? What are you studying women for if the game is not about women? Why would you even ask this question when the game is not about women? Look, 22, I say this with love. This might not be for you, big dog. This place might not be for you. You want to be a woman, go study the bitches and shit. Go do it. You don't want to learn how to be a man asking that shit, dog. Come on, man. All you always do is ask shit about women, not yourself. R.A., you already lost. R.A., I want to tell you why you lost. You're not going to ever get this. You're not. Listen to that weak-ass shit coming out of your fucking thoughts that you just posted. Do y'all see this shit, guys? All you guys, y'all read this? Stay on what purpose? Bitch, you ain't got no purpose. The fuck are you talking about? The fuck you mean stay on your purpose? This is why women walk all over you silly motherfuckers. Because you follow some motherfucker that told you the regurgitated word of purpose, you lose. So I'm going to move on because you are fucking fucked. I can't believe you would come to a man's space talking about fucking purpose. Fuck, man, get the fuck out of here, man. Get to the next one, dog. Y'all got to, come on, man. Y'all got to be better with this shit. Let me check the lines open still. Let me keep going, man. To the next question. Can you give an example of giving your bid on a woman you just met? Well, you got to go back. I do that all the time on the shows. You just got to go back and listen. Or if you want to, get some coaching, and we'll set you up with a bid for yourself, okay? JM, how to stop having a jaded mentality towards women and stop being insecure about a woman's body count? But this is my whole thing, dog. You're coming from all that red pill shit, man. That's your problem. You got to get coaching, and you need help, man. You're not going to solve it on your own. You have a jaded mentality towards women, but then you're sending them what you're doing, and then you're getting mad because they're blowing you the fuck off because you're in a cycle right now. But see, another thing that you have to understand, big guy, and I don't think this has happened to you, but it has happened to a lot of guys where they meet a woman, and then the woman goes on their Facebook or Instagram, and they have all this rhetoric from red pill shit, hating women, hating single mothers, and they don't fuck with you. So what I'm saying is that you got to start growing up, man, and stop listening to all these motherfuckers that's fucked you over. It's hard to get out of a cult once you're in. It's the hardest thing to do because you have love and trust for your cult leader where you feel that all that bullshit that he was telling you was fucking right, and it was wrong, man. You should never have a jaded anything towards anybody. You should never feel that way. Now, as a black man, I can be jaded about a Klansman, of course, but other than that, I don't remember, and we did a show a few days ago, you never let or allow somebody free rent in your mind. And all those guys have done is given women rent in your head where you're mad at them, and they didn't even do anything to you. You're mad at somebody because somebody told you to be mad at excuse me. And that's not how it works, brother. So you need to get some coaching, brother. But if you don't, it's cool. Let's see here. Okay, you could hear the caller. I'm sorry. Now I need to hear the caller. I'm sorry. Matter of fact, I'm going to turn down the line. Y'all just ask questions because the lines are down. Let me just shut down the lines. Yeah, if you can't hear the caller, I apologize. Turn down the thing. Yeah, fuck that.